University of Alaska Broadcasting Service proudly presents Poetry by Oliver Everett, past Poet Laureate of Alaska and Professor of English at the University of Alaska. Here now is Professor Everett.
I am reading from the collection, The Death of Stephen. It's really a series of individual poems that are units in themselves. And I will not be reading the entire group, but I will give the subtitles as I move along and in a later program pick up from where I have left off on this one. I would like to say, though, that the title Stephen, of course, or Stephen, comes from the biblical person, Stephen or Stephen, the first Christian martyr, and I am utilizing certain imagery along this line. The series of poems are an outgrowth of the parish ministry, and I'm looking upon the individual pastor as a sort of another Christ. Not that this is meaning he is a substitute for what Jesus Christ did, but that if he is to truly be a pastor, he will also have to imitate the life and suffering of Christ in his ministry. I don't want to burden you with other details at the outset, but I will read now from the individual sections of the death of Stephen, or Stephen. The judgment. It is expedient that one should die. Slowly, by inches. Another Christus? Sold to the shambles. The guard moved slowly. This was the death march, not just of Stephen, but of every guardsman. Drafted. Light has its joke, darkness its revenge. Courage to cry, non-servium, yet from the act, revulsion, no intent. Therefore, lift up, spare not, repent. Each week, a wilderness excursion, under a hungry sky. Jonah, I salute you. I recognize your weariness and that deep sigh. Third section is called Pierced. He has pierced me with his barb, shook me in his sieve, consumed my zeal, revoked my charge. Why should I forget? I shed leaves. The sun is low. Over the sagebrush and the bare plateau. And the wind promises nothingness. Far as sight can live. Desert behind and desert before. Why should I forget? Section number 4, The Rider. Christ, you have taken away my life in a most subtle way, enticed me to a sacrifice with every day a judgment day. Bridled by bit, strangled by a halter, you ride me in your quiet fury. Altar to pulpit, pulpit to altar, and all the while my heart you curry with self-confession in the sins I see. Hurry and patience, confidence and worry, all opposites are lodged in me. Spurred by your heels, insistent, sharp, and hot, I wince to ever shalt, and thou shalt not. Section 5, The Cataract. Through the latticed window I see above the singing cataract, the body swinging in the wind, turning slowly like a sack. The hand extended, leaden hope, gripped in the ends of knotted rope. A sudden, rending twist, the sinews parting at the wrist, the body plunging. Only the hand remains. Only the hand. The given flesh may fail, the day be taken back, the song of the cataract shall cease. When will the cataract? Section 6, Night Here. It is always night here. Here where the candle flames flutter and where the drying heart must quench the thirst of souls. Come, say the mountains, through the chapel windows. Their robes are dark. One peak has donned the cowl of snow. Bold little altar flowers, do you know your stems are cut and you must wither? The organ rolls a fevered joy that bursts between two sobs. The women mourn under the gaunt Christ on the wall. I write in human wax and harden the inscription. I know an old hunger. For this cause, I shrivel my soul. It is always night here. Section 7, Divine Sickness. The kingdom is a stile in a dark woods, where men go up in order to descend. I lift some veils, and I offend you. Withered by the word, I watch the world go down. I am the wasp's tail. My words are burrs in a dog's ears. Bats play their crazy, noiseless games. The swarms of insects rise and fall with a slight murmur. It is always night here. The Mill House, number 8. I have built a mill that nudes me. Wheels turn to what purpose? Shall the cogs prophesy? Shall the gnashing of gears give peace? And I have built of brick and stone. My blood is mingled with the mortar, my nerves nailed to the wood. The trusses are my ribs. The ridge beam is my spine. The roofing is my skin. My keys are stuck in the locks, neither opening nor shutting. I am unshingled, and the wind whines in my lower edges. Kloggen, kloggen, nix als kloggen. I am the water pouring down to the mill to turn the empty wheels. The bins are empty. There is no wheat and no flour, only the grind. There are no boats on the long mill dam, no logs waiting for the sacrificial saws. The wheel unhinged surveys the solitude. There is the cry of gulls where there is no longer water. Number 9, the sermon. It begins with despair and ends in despond. I am shut in inner darkness. I am a caged leper, preparing to lecture others on the horrors of my infection. My God, I am a sponge wrung out. a beggar that carries your purse and begs in his own dark door. I must catch my hot red torrents in your little green urns. The inner hurt that drives me outward, the outer hurt that drives me inward. O Divine Mother, I cannot see you. Hasten this birth, that I may know the king of this dark chamber. Section number 10, The Mirage. I wrestle with the hot breath of summer, and my thighs are wet with sweat odor. Covered with grain rust, my hands are calloused. I am blinded by the white glare over the stubble, lulled by the whir of the windmill binder. The mirage wavers over the wheat fields in long white vapors. Mountains cover their heads with snow, and a river startles me high in the purple. The burning mirage that never quite arrives, the lakes that lie in prairie roads, mountains draw near in arid haze. They draw me to the void, to wither. Will the wind come with his comfortings, and the Son of Man dance over these summits? The cactus and the dust are crying mercy, yet the mirage fades to the crackle of hoppers in the stubble.
You've been listening to Oliver Everett, Professor of English at the University of Alaska. This program was produced in the studios of KUAC for the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service. The University of Alaska Broadcasting Service proudly presents Poetry by Oliver Everett, past Poet Laureate of Alaska and Professor of English at the University of Alaska. Here now is Professor Everett.
I am reading from The Death of Stephen, from the book Green Peter and Other Poems, but this time I am picking it up at the 12th section, and I will read the section number and the title as I move along through the remainder of this series of poems. Because I said not, the world is my parish. You have given me the insane hunger of women and the black heart of parson that has listened to lurid confession. My flax is wet. I have spread it to dry. Will you finger every moldy fiber? Sputter of pitch, crackle of tinder, smolder of scorching timber. The clouds churn in a gray suction. Thunders crest in rivers. The stars leap up out of a red forest. Dried clinker. The love of God has seared you. Section 13, Bless Us. They come with their poison. Must I always suck their ulcers and tumors? Is there only one nectar? A good wife pleads for her due. Her husband stiffens against her. An old man has had enough. There are children enough. Young Mr. Katz isn't good enough for the young trick he married. Verbally he dodges, retires inward, as his faults pile up. Penance is often a lie, and confession is sticky-fingered. Which of the prophets ever sang in lyric measure when the feet of his pilgrims left their muddy footprints? Section 14, called J.B., is sort of an echo from the book of Job. His ear is a whispering shell with red thunder in it. His eye is a flaming orb shooting out his beams of darkness. He has scattered my bees and spilled my honey, and the ants, his helpers, wallow in my golden summers. I have seen his cloud and his green sea, and have listened to his sighs of Nephesh, Abba. On his heels he paws and bellows. With his horns he guts me. He has bruised my boughs to haste the fall of apples, and my fruit is eaten by his cattle. He has stalked me on my shingles, and his claws are heard above my attic. Maddened, he seizes and slays me. I am his, and I am gone. He has wrought his lust upon me. Return, O Lord, how long? Was not Joseph a slave in fetters, and Moses born in Egypt? Section 15, small JBs. Little Jobs, putting your feet in faint footprints, seeking left and right to find him, why does he withdraw into his whiteness? What works, aches, wounds? What hopes drunk up by sons and sinners? Scratch yourselves, you foolish women. He has cast fire on the earth and we are burned. We are fuel that has been used too often. In our shortened beds we wrestle with an angel that knows no pity. His lawgivers and his prophets gnash us. We are needled by a people that is no people. He has clipped our tongues and made us ravens, that we should chirp an alien language. Section number 16 is called The Quest. Holiness, what was it? The dance of whirlwinds over the desert? The shimmer of heat waves over the sands? Little clouds bowling over the cactus? The mirages that waver over the dunes? Now here, now there, now hidden under the next sand wave? The tinkle of golden bells that fade into the blue distance? Drunk up by the white sands and whiter sun, or by the polished sky? Snows laid up against the drouth of summer. Even while we hold the sacred thing within us, the leprosy is on us, and the dust has covered over. A piece of ice held in the hand, glittering in the sunlight, it melts. It will be a wet memory. It is a wet fish that slips through our grasping fingers. Smoke's rising in pillars. We would build our roofs upon them. There will be a fallout in dust and ashes. The flower at which the worm is gnawing. We shall know the wilt and wither in our stems and know the meaning of the cry, "My grapes are withered." Section 17 is entitled Compost. Here in my mountain I rot, with the cold rain, hiding the foothills and ridges. Ditches suck and spill, swivel and swirl, over and under the bridges. Earth is sated and open her veins to gag and spit. Dearth slides, dwelling slide, and the cold rains laugh at the land and ravish it. Each trough is a drunken sot, gagging and spitting under the eaves. Chortle of runnels, gurgle of drains, shout to the stupor of my ease. I am warm, but the mosses grow and the mildews spread. Lichens are green and the fungus red. Moldy white, a toadstool stirs in a compost bed. Sob me the suck of the sump and the sheol of sewers. Speak to my mistress, the drain be ready. Night dribbles down in the blood of a lily. The little flies gather, gnats, taken in the sticky paper. No sudden gush, only a slow leaking. Filter away, little Christus. Section 18 is called Vespers. A ship slides into a gray horizon. My thoughts are the gulls that follow, crying out their griefs to tide and sea. There is the suck of tide and sails tug as a breath of wings pass over like birds that go to distant homes in the islands of the sea. Ah, the immigrant procession, with their gold and crimson banners shining in the blood of Jesus. And now, the day has fallen, and the sea is pulling its wet covers landward. The holy pilgrims are veiled again in their dark heavens. Number 19, The Gulls. From dark, rocky shores I scatter broken wafers. A gray wing dips, the cry of bird bred upon the waters. Dipping and fluttering, the gray gulls gather between the billows. The tide flows outward, gulls fade into a whiteness. I shall never know how many gulls have fed upon the crumbs that I have scattered. The final number in this series is Fish Fever. Green pools, green rocks, green moss, and warm fish fever assault me at the ice-furred river that boils cold milk against the beds of frost. A moss sponge over my head wrings itself out. From a dark crevice, a tree's root spits mouthfuls of water. A blackfish follows my spinner. The river spreads in multiple rapids. A great organ carols in altos and tenors. Over rock floors pitted by kettles. Bass from the boils and answering whirlpools. Soprano from rapids. I ascend a wet staircase, look down on the ribwork of all the old salmon. A blackfish follows my spinner. I follow the flow, creep under ledges, the rock towers higher. I see the split floors, the green mill spins, the incessant tumblings. I work my lure beneath that awful curtain. White litany. How long shall I fish this wet fishway? A blackfish follows my spinner.
You've been listening to Oliver Everett, Professor of English at the University of Alaska. This program was produced in the studios of KUAC for the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.